This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour. It's the Good Day program on the 27th of October. It is Thursday. That means tomorrow is Friday. Exciting countdown day, all of that good stuff. What else that's in the news is good? That's not necessarily in the news, but we'll be discussing things that are in the news on the countdown. We do that every week. Russell Crowe has ensured survival of a book bug and dragon bookshop. With a donation, a small bookstore, these are all over the place. And Russell Crowe, the actor, seems to have found something that was worth saving. And you know what? I want you to think about that for a second, because in a moment, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Yeah. All right, so, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Russell Crowe, who apparently is quite a reader, Jay, is going around helping people out. This bookstore was in trouble, and they launched a crowdfunding campaign to do more school literacy outreach from this bookstore. It's called the Dragon Tail Bookshop, and they needed some breathing room. So they were surprised. Apparently, did Russell Crowe see the request, the crowdfunding appeal? And then he decided he was going to help. I think that sometimes happens. You'll have to excuse me for saying I.
Yeah. He's a fan of this bookstore. And
yeah,
it's just one of those small little bookstores.
England's full of these little bookstores.
Yeah.
You remember Notting Hill, the movie with Julia Roberts?
Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a typical, you find those in any British community. It's one of the charming things about England. And so Crowe looks at this particular story and decides he wants to help him out, which is kind of cool.
It's this whole big surprise donation and everything. And we've even seen in the Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks, You've Got Mail, where a tiny bookstore is facing disappearing because of big corporate booksellers. And unfortunately, that's something that we see.
Now they're gone because of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Is there and a lot of these small bookstores have started selling on Amazon just as another niche to kind of try to survive. Exactly. So yep. Russell Crowe sent this large donation, basically saved this bookstore, and the employees of the bookstore even said that they were basically chanting Russell Crowe the entire following day because
Russell Crowe.
This big surprise donation, but then from who it came, that's just so cool.
Yep, very cool. By the way, just so you're wondering what's going on with my... I found in the past, when my voice gets cloggy, if I take cinnamon honey, it cleans it up. But there was too much cinnamon, so I'm now suffering the impact of having...
That's like a TikTok this stuff. Where people put a whole bunch of cinnamon on a teaspoon and then try to eat it without coughing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. Let's get into the danger zone here. Story today of a Florida girl, she's 10 years old, escaped attempted kidnapping, not once, but twice. There's a video that you've probably seen floating around social media of this 10-year-old escaping what police say was a second attempt to kidnap her in as many days.
Uh-huh, by the same person.
This is in Fort Lauderdale.
The same man approached twice, and she doesn't know this person, so clearly he has been staking her out because, oh my goodness.
Offering
her
candy and money and stuff?
Yeah,
good God.
He was offering her, like, trying to lure her and other items as well, and she was like, no, and then ran away from him, and then the very next day, he approached her while she was walking to school, and she ran away, and he started to follow her before turning a corner and just kind of, like, disappeared again, but... My goodness, he has it for this specific little girl.
This is crazy.
Two kidnapping attempts within 2 days by the same person.
This is crazy. Here's another thing from the danger zone. Clorox has recalled 8 of its popular Pine Sol-scented multi-service all-purpose cleaners. They say there may be a bacteria in it that could cause illness if you have a compromised immune system. So let me get this straight. Clorox is supposed to clean things up, but instead there's some ingredient that could mess things up. How messed up is that?
Right.
When you get down to it. Right.
Is that a little irony?
Well, pine cleaners, stuff that smells like pine, are popular because people like the fragrance. But there are other things, lemon fragrance and lavender fragrance and all that sort of thing, but they're getting to the point where they're trying to outdo each other. That orange cleaner that we use to keep our hands, at least on the farm, we have a big container of orange, and you squirt on your hands, get the oil and the grease and the dirt off, that sort of thing. But apparently they mix these things up, right? And you could be allergic. Again, this is the state of the world today. Everybody's got a problem, and some it's the reality of compromised immune systems, or you're allergic to peanuts, you're allergic to gluten, you're allergic to lactose.
Well, this one is a harmful bacteria that can be found a lot of times in soil and water, but it's only the special scented ones. The OG Pine Sol, that one's still fine.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff is sold on Amazon, but you can buy them in Walmart and Sam's Club and Dollar General and Target and Home Depot, and most of the grocery stores have them. So this is not, just bring it back to the store. You got any Pine Sol, Clorox Pine Sol bottles, any products, bring them back to the store and get your money back and use somebody else's cleaner. That's all. There's plenty of them around, plenty of them. This is one of those, I think this is a Procter & Gamble company, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken, I think Clorox is. So it just is more big than...
Sound wrong.
No. Thank you. there's an endorsement right there. That doesn't sound wrong.
That doesn't sound wrong. Right. I do believe that they are the owners.
Yes, okay. So here we have Facebook stock tumbling like a rock. The second consecutive quarter of declining sales. Wouldn't you think somebody would wake up? Do they have a board of directors, or is Zuckerberg just the king of everything and he makes all the decisions?
No humans, just algorithms.
Ah, okay.
That's
well, that
their
explains
motto.
It. Revenue down 4% from last year. shares down 10% this week. And do I sound like a jerk if I say couldn't happen to a nicer fellow? I mean, he's still worth $4 billion or something, so it's not like it's going to hurt him much. But the individual investors, that actually the stock, if you look back over the entire year of 2022, stock's down 60%. And that's because they keep messing. You and I were talking about this yesterday. Well, I'm trying to get a picture from, I have three accounts on Facebook. So I'm trying to get a picture from one account to another account, and I can't do it. Well, I didn't know how to do it, and Jay finally did it, but it wasn't easy, and you and I were, you said they keep trying to fix problems that don't exist.
Yeah, they cannot leave well enough alone. They want to make things more, quote-unquote, user-friendly, but making people jump through more hoops to do one thing and that only used to take one step, that's not becoming more user-friendly. Before, you could easily go between the different pages and a profile that you had just with one little click of one button and a drop down menu you can choose from, and now it's all, everything has to be separated. So you have to actually change which account you are using for Facebook to share something to a different account. It's just, it's too many steps. It's too many hoops. Knock it off, Facebook. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel when you just need to rotate the tires.
There it is. Wow. That's a great, write that down. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel when you just need to rotate the tires. That's fabulous, Jay. Write that down.
That's a model for our lives.
The Democrats are freaking out because of the debate in Pennsylvania the other night. It was Tuesday night, I think, right? So they've had a couple of days. It's Thursday. The nominee, Mr. Fetterman, the debate didn't make him look good. I don't think either. I saw some clips. I didn't watch it, the whole thing, but I saw some clips. Neither one of them looked like any great shakes. And it's back to that discussion that I started an hour or so ago about Democrats and Republicans. Where are the independents? There are more and more people who are looking around for non-political candidates. And that's, you know, when I was talking about the regulations that are choking industry, those are Republican and Democratic initiatives. And now, when you look at the situation, where are the new ideas coming from? Mm-hmm. They're not coming from either the Democrats or the Republicans.
Why
I'm looking at a couple of
debates.
Yeah, well, because they can't get through, they can't break through the system, which is rigged to favor Republicans and Democrats.
Enough money, enough fundraising.
Yeah.
They didn't
right.
have enough money to buy into the system. That's
it. It's all about the money. So there are four or five independents running in various places around the country, and one of them is here in Massachusetts, a fellow named Mark Tashjian, who's running for Congress, and he's one of the two or three of the four or five that are running that actually look like they may have a chance. Certainly he's making a dent in an area where there's a Republican congressman who's a he's not a great congressman, let's put it that way. And this guy's full of all kinds, Tashjian's full of all kinds of I think I sent you his info, we'll get him on the program. I'd like to hear his ideas discussed here, just as an example of the people who are, that don't get any news media coverage, don't get any press, but yet the people in these districts are paying close attention to what they say because they're just fed up with the nonsense. And, well, we should be. So look around in your district, unless you're dyed-in-the-wool Republicans and think there's nothing better, and or you're a Democrat and you think there's nothing better. There is. There's a lot better out there than how we're being represented by these two parties. So I just, what's the old, the word to the wise is sufficient? And that's all I have time for anyway, because it's 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Another focus on how much rest you get. Ken recommends, or I guess all of the medical journals say, it used to be 7 to 8, now it's back to like 6 or 7.
Actually, the recommendation, 7 hours of sleep per night is the right number for all of us. And if you're not exactly at 7, you know, you don't get stressed out, but close as you can to 7 hours per night is the right number.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Good Day program. So in people news, both Prince Harry and Prince Andrew are in the spotlight again, Jay. And we're going to talk about what the reasons are behind that after we're inspired by this message. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. The all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, yep, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. So let's find out what's going on with the Duke of Sussex, the Duke of York, and the Duke of Earl. Maybe the Duke of Earl doesn't.
Duke of Earl.
Okay. Well, neither of these two guys are singing that song. The king, his name is Charles III, happens to be the brother of Andrew and the father of Harry, says, well, maybe we got to find other royals who can stand in for me when I need to be somewhere else on official duty.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. That totally makes sense. Prince Harry asked to be recused of pretty much all of his titles and wanted to separate himself. So that makes sense. That, with everything Prince Edward's going that has going on, does anybody really want him to be a
You want to say that's about as tactful a way. That's a very tactful way of saying with all the things going on with Prince Edward. Well, anyway,
does anybody want this creep being in charge of things?
Yeah, right. Who wants to have him around? So they're not going to be called on to do any official duties. The people who are going to do it are mostly his wife. I choke on Queen Camilla. And Andrew's oldest daughter, Princess Beatrice. I don't know much about her. What do you know about her? Anything?
She must
be embarrassed by her father.
Beatrice and Eugenie are both stand-up citizens. I have not seen anything horrible about them.
Not from the example their father set for him, anyway.
Yeah, they were clearly raised by Fergie.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the British Parliament, some of the House of Lords, are asking about the situation where the councils of state and regency powers may be exercised by Harry or Andrew. And so Charles is reacting to the request to keep them as the upper, these snobs that are in the House of Lords, that bunch, they want nothing to do with a guy, a prince who marries an American, especially a black American. They want nothing to do with her. So that's the reason for the change, I think, in part. 28 after the hour.
Minneapolis holds a special place in entrepreneur and designer Houston White's heart. It's where he got his start. So whether it's launching the Get Down Coffee Company or his new Houston White for Target collection, Houston takes immense pride in giving back and inspiring those around him. Now, you can watch Houston discuss turning passions into reality and the importance of lifting the community up on Target's exciting content series, Black Beyond. Now playing on YouTube.com/Target.
Ooh, Halloween! The season for goblins, witches, and scary good fun! But Walgreens knows it's also the doorbell never stops season, and we can't run out of candy season. So let Walgreens fill your Halloween bowl fast, with pickup in as little as 30 minutes and delivery in as little as 1 hour. Because if it's needed in a poof season, it's Walgreens season.
This week, all snack-sized bags of Kit Kats are $2.49 each. Offer valid through 10/22 while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Railroad managers and union representatives will head back to the bargaining table after a second union voted to reject President Biden's tentative agreement. The Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen, representing more than 6,000 workers, announced its members voted down the tentative deal yesterday. All 12 railroad unions need to independently approve the deal to avoid a strike next month, which would endanger the national supply chain. Tesla CEO Elon Musk made a big splash on Twitter with a video of himself walking into the tech giant's headquarters ahead of his takeover of the company. Musk, who is set to officially have ownership of Twitter by Friday, shared a clip of himself walking into Twitter's lobby while carrying a sink. Musk said, entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated on this Thursday morning. We are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
The story of a mother who had twins. And while she was in the hospital, she shared a special moment with the two delivery nurses. They were telling the nurses in the room they loved the names Emma and Julia. And then the room broke out in laughter as the two nurses that were taking care of the babies were named Emma and Julia.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, there it is, our number. By the way, where are we, James, on getting our number to work so that people can, if they would like to share with us, not necessarily on social media, but by dialing us up in the new studio. Do we have a phone that works yet? I'm putting James, who's at the controls in our studio,
on the spot. I'm going to say TBA. All right.
TBA. Probably TBD is more like it, I'm going to guess. You know, I was thinking about somebody who early on in my life told me something that I have never forgotten. It was the best advice I think I ever got. When I was starting out on my own in the early 1990s, I started doing this radio program, but I worked for a couple of other people for 4 or 5 years. So when I started doing the program in October of 1988, by the way, the anniversary kind of goes unheralded. I forget. It was October 8th
when I started in 1988 doing this Good Day program. And for the first 4 or 5 months, I know I didn't have any listeners. There were no stations. I was just talking to myself for 4 hours a day.
It was like you were doing a podcast before podcasts were a thing.
That was it. Yep, that's right. That's a good way of looking at it. Anyway, so I remember one of my mentors, and I've had this advice through the years, but the first time I heard it, I remember the tone in which it was delivered, and I thought that it never give up was what this guy said. I never did. So if you really have something you want to do, you're pretty good at it, and you want to succeed, don't give up. That still, I think, is the, isn't it? I mean, today it's the same thing. Think about it. All right, here's some good news. Yep. We were talking about the bridge problems in the South, and somebody got killed working on a bridge. This is not the same project, but it's another Mississippi River bridge in Memphis. The excavation was going on as they were rebuilding or putting a new bridge up under the I-55 bridge as it goes into Memphis. If you've ever been into Memphis, you know exactly what I'm talking about. By the St. Jude's Hospital as you cross over the river. And because the water levels are at record low, what was last week, there was some bodies that were found in an old boat or something. Well, now they found some Civil War relics. 21-year-old student and videographer going up and down the river didn't expect to see this treasure, but there it was in plain sight along the rocky shoreline of the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi, not so mighty at the moment. So anyway, this fellow went down, his name was Riley Bryant, went down to the riverbed, saw this stuff in good condition, just lying there.
Mm-hmm. And he's a relic hunter. So, he had a hunch because of everything going on and dirt being stirred up that he might find something, but he had no idea the significance of his finding.
The old Fort Pickering is located where the bridge is, right there along was the Confederate and then later a Union base. But when the Confederates were beaten by the Union officers, the Union Army in 1862, they took it over. And they used the base until the end of the war, and then it was torn down in 1866. And the bridge didn't go up until 1906 or somewhere around there. So apparently, this kid has discovered and collected 75,000 artifacts. So he really is, at his age, he's got to be one of the chief people doing
this. He's considered a longtime relic collector at 21 years old. I'm so curious his history. When did he start this? What got him into the love of collecting these types of relics? Oh, I have so
much. Well, good for him. That's another example of what I was just talking about. Never give up.
Never give up.
And he hasn't. And he's doing a great job helping the people there understand their history, which is so important. Really understand. We need to understand more about our history here in America than we do. All right, let's fast forward to today in Houston, Texas. We have a number of radio stations that carry this program in the state of Texas. The eyes of Texas, or the ears of Texas, are upon us. There's the story of Tony Earls, who was in court yesterday. He did not look up. He's accused of killing a 9-year-old girl. He didn't do it on purpose. See, this is it. He pulled out had been robbed. He and his wife were at an ATM, and they were robbed. So he had a handgun. He pulled it out, started shooting, and instead of getting the bad guys, he killed 9-year-old Arlene Alvarez, who was just sitting on the back of a pickup truck that was driving by at the time.
So awful.
So now he's on trial. The situation is horrible, but the lawyer says it's justified under Texas law. And so they were in a grand jury room. Grand jury's job is to indict or not to indict. They did not indict Mr. Earl for any crime. And now the family is, as you can imagine, crazy.
Of course.
It's Texas law. You can have a gun And this is, we go back to this. I'm not telling you the story to stir your emotions about gun control. I'm telling you the story because I feel badly, and so do most other people. They hear the story. Mm-hmm. I feel badly for both of them. Earls
died in vain.
Was innocent. Absolutely. And this woman, this young girl, is innocent as well. They're both innocent, in a sense. I mean, this guy is being robbed, so, you know, what does he do? In Texas, you can have a gun, pulls it out, and starts shooting. What happens? Somebody who had nothing to do with any of this is dead.
But a lot of times, it happens because this was an accident. It still would receive some level of a manslaughter charge. Not homicide, but manslaughter, because the actions, even accidental, ended in the death of somebody. But this is, oh, this poor family, that poor child.
Well, the, you know, the sheriffs and the people in charge, the Texas Rangers, that group, they stand by the, this, he was lawfully carrying a gun. They stand by the fact that he did what he was supposed to do or thought he was supposed to do, and he was within the law to do it. So if you look around the country, state by state, you'll find that Texas probably has the most liberal carry permits that are possible. It's they've done away with handgun permit requirements in Texas this year. And so there are big cities, not only in Texas but elsewhere, that make the permitless approach to handguns a new fact of life. Can you imagine the people who are moving from California to Austin? And they just, huh? What's going on here? I can just see that as a part of this. Okay, well, anyway, I say that not wanting to make short shrift of the fate of that poor girl, but, oh, yeah. All right, here's something that will help you out. And if you haven't gotten on this program yet, please give it your due consideration, especially if you've lost a lot of weight and you're in earnest deciding that you want to keep it off. That's the healthiest way to live your life. And the stats this week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Health program tells us 40% of the American population is not just a little overweight, way overweight, to the point of being obese. So if for whatever the reason you've decided enough is enough, you might want to go to the website for Calitrin, toploss.com, see how the program can be very helpful to you, especially if you don't like the fact that there's stimulants in a lot of this stuff and drugs in a lot of it. There's none of that in Calitrin. It's just aloe vera, it's collagen protein, and it's digestive enzymes together to help rebuild the muscular structure of your body and keep the weight off at the same time. If that sounds good to you, then go to toploss.com and check it out. When you do check out, you bought the product, you can use the Doug code for free shipping and access to their unlimited buy one, get one free. Check it out, lose the weight, be happy at toploss.com.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
45 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. World-renowned Ghostbuster and psychic Echo Bodine is joining Jay and I. She's the author of a new book called How to Live a Happily Ever After Life. So, I don't know whether, Echo, you think this is appropriate conversation for Halloween. A lot of people talk a lot about souls at Halloween or All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're trapped and that's where the nasty ghosts come from. So in general, your work over the years, because we've talked before about how the ghosts present themselves. So are there more because they're more trapped souls? What's the story in terms of the count? Or is there a way to count how many ghosts there actually are out there?
Holy smokes. Doug, that's an interesting question. I've never even thought of that.
Yeah.
You know, honey, yeah. I mean, people, okay, a lot of people say that the veil is thinner at this time of year, and that's why, you know, there's spirits everywhere. But I've never noticed a change in the veil from Christmas to, you know, July to Halloween. It's, to me, at least in my world, having psychic abilities and being able to see a lot of this, I don't see a big difference. I think the only thing is, because we talk so much about the dead, people think that they just think the world is full of ghosts.
Well, I remember
every Halloween, and it's pretty much the same amount, I think, anytime.
There was a lady that was very close to me. That was a spiritualist mentor, and she was a pastor of a spiritualist church. She taught me that there was no such thing as the dead. There was no such thing as death. It's just on and I think the book here, How to Live a Happily Ever After, like, kind of speaks to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, honey. The thing is, yes, there is physical death, but our soul never dies. And so, you know, usually the routine is when our physical body dies, or sometimes even before the body dies. Like if the body is in the dying process, the soul will come out and will go on to the other side.
Yeah.
But that's what the book is about, is the six main reasons I have found why souls choose to remain earthbound.
Give us one of those reasons.
The original title I put on the book was How to Prevent Yourself from Becoming a Ghost. But when I turned it into my publisher, he said, no. This is so much more about how to live a happily ever after life. And I thought, what a great title. So it is about how to prevent ourselves from becoming a ghost. And
so
what is
give us
ghost?
One
a
of
ghost
those.
Is simply a soul who chooses not
she can hear me.
To go on to the other side.
Can you hear me all right, Echo? I'm not sure you can hear me because I've been asking you a couple of questions. I don't think you can hear me. So
oh,
let me
honey,
just.
No, I don't hear you at all.
All right, let
and
me
I
just
can
promote.
Barely
yeah.
hear Jay. Can
okay,
barely
so
hear her.
I'm going to leave it at this. The new book from Echo is How to Live a Happily Ever After Life. You can get it at echobodine.com, probably at Amazon as well. But if you're yes. into this sort of thing, as I am, and Jay's into it too, and a lot of people are, they just don't admit it. You can check it out here. EchoBodine.com. Thank you, Echo. Good to have you here. Good day. It's 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
3 after the hour now. It's time for Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is off today, but I want to highlight a couple of things. And you may be surprised, Jay, at the direction I want to go in here, although an earlier conversation may give a clue as to where I'm going with this. John Cena, the wrestler turned actor, is running for president. And so that's a sort of tongue-in-cheek promotional plug, if you will. But it makes me think about what I was talking about earlier as somebody running as an independent. So let's dig into this in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now at Staples, save 25% on all desks, storage and filing products, chair mats, lighting, decor, and desk accessories when you buy a chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 10/29. In store only, exclusions apply.
All right, so because Chucker's not here, I'll get out of control. We'll go. Should we go off the deep end, Jay?
Yeah,
what the
it's
heck?
Your show.
Not?
You make your own rules now.
Thank you. When Chucker's here, it's his show. He takes over. The upcoming movie, The Independent, is with John Cena. He's a presidential hopeful giving speeches in a rather tense political climate. His character is seeking to become the first candidate elected without the backing of the Democratic or the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reporters pursue him about the race. So the plot, I think, I'm looking forward to this, actually. It's supposed to be available, but it's a streaming movie because it's on Peacock on November 2nd. Its plot has a lot of political storylines, reflections of real-world circumstances. You can, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of these things ripped from the headlines, that kind of stuff.
And this is in the thriller genre.
Yeah.
Usually Brian Cox is more action or comedic, and this is straight up thriller.
Brian Cox is a very good actor. He's in that TV show. What is it? Succession, I think it's called, right? He's also the voice of the McDonald's commercials, among other things. Yeah. Anyway, so he's Logan Roy on Succession, and apparently he plays the same kind of tough guy in this movie. The first images show Cena delivering what appears to be an applause line with the phrase "Country over a party." Wow! I'm
the concept.
Exactly. Okay, I'm circling that. That's going to be, you know, as I was talking earlier about these people, the four or five congressional candidates around the country that are running as independents and getting some traction. I'm sending this one guy that I know who's running here in Massachusetts. I'm going to send him this. He needs to jump on this. Country over party. That pretty much says it all, doesn't it? And yet, when you look at the politicians today, mostly this becomes, oh, this is going to be, between now and the election, this is going to have plenty of airtime and focus. That phrase and the idea behind it, country over party. Damn the Republicans, damn the Democrats, because they're responsible with their infighting and their egos and, you know, the whole business about election fraud and all that. Okay, so it's a problem. How do you fix it? And you have to put the country over the party in order to fix it, or any number of things. Think about all the problems, right? Spending is crazy. Democrats want to spend, and they want to stick it to the Republicans on this bill and that bill. Country over party. This is the most dramatic role that's seen, is usually in these kind of light movies, these comedies. But apparently, he's... this is tough. I think I have Peacock. You have Peacock? I usually refuse to watch this stuff.
I get into a lot of the streaming. I'm a big streamer, big fan.
Yeah. The Young Rock sitcom, which is based on Dwayne Johnson's life, is now it's come back again. And apparently, he's back. He's in the TV show. Trying to legitimize his political aspirations.
It's very unique because it is based on his childhood and upbringing, and then you have kind of like a taking artistic liberation for running for president.
All right, well, anyway, that's the new John Cena movie. Talking about that here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.